And could I do the attendance chair?
Yep, I was gonna extend next. Yes, do you mind doing a roll
Okay.
call?
Thank you. So Chair Takesha Jordan is here. Co-chair Linda Ketchum is here. Kathy Camp here. Heather Sims here. Xavier Yarn. Oh, you're here. Thank you. And then Alder Davy Mayer. I don't see Alder Mayer yet. Alder Julia Matthews is here. Supervisor Michelle Doolin. Oh, there is Alder Davy Mayer is entering the room. No Supervisor Michelle Doolin yet. Supervisor Tommy Rylander is here. And Supervisor Colin Baruchuk is here. And Lieutenant Kimberly Ellen is here. The floor is yours, Chair.
Thank you, sir. So the next thing item we need to work on look at is the approval of minutes from December 1st.
I'll move approval.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. And I didn't see who that was. Alderman Matthews? The
Yeah.
second. Okay. Thank you. So Linda Ketchum. Sorry, the motion was said by Linda Ketchum, sorry, and approved a second by Alder Matthews. And it carries. Next we'll move to the public comments. If there's any comments or anything I would.
No public comment registration, but I'm just refreshing to see. No registration today.
The next item, there were, how should I do disclosures and recusals next? Are there any, because about the, I don't know, we need that today is what I'm asking, to still do disclosures and recusals for the city's ethic code. We should still do that. All right, well, I'm asking any disclosures or any recusals. Seeing that there are none, we can move on to discussion item number two, which is City of Madison Statement of Interest completion reminder. And for that, we have, oh, Sarah, you're doing it. I thought it was Tori.
Yeah.
Sorry. All
No,
right,
that's a
that's right.
quick one. Just a reminder for city
Oh.
appointees. If you haven't filled out the statement of interest form yet, you should have received an email, should have filled it out. It's a reminder. We are required to put it on the agenda to remind you. Thank you.
Are there any questions or anything for Sarah? Okay, well, seeing that there isn't any, we will move on over to item number three, which is the COC NOFO update. And that's going to be presented by Tori Koppmueller.
Hey everyone. I've got a couple of slides. This will be, I think, a fairly quick update. It has been a roller coaster of events since I last talked to you all. Let's see. All right. Last time I came to talk to you about that FY25 continuum of care funding update or funding opportunity, and it was bad news all around, in my opinion. Today I'm going to give you some updates. It's right now we're in sort of a waiting pattern. So I'm going to give you a timeline of events, and I don't know what will happen. It'll be sort of a like stay tuned to see what happens next. So, as a quick reminder, November 13th, HUD released the Continuum of Care Notice of Funding Opportunity. In that, there were significant policy changes, including a 30% cap on funding that we could put towards permanent housing. On November 25th, a lawsuit was filed by 20 states and Washington, D.C. Wisconsin is part of that lawsuit. December 1st, an additional lawsuit was filed by the National Alliance to End Homelessness, including some other nonprofits and municipalities. The lawsuits are quite similar. There's some slight differences, so they've sort of been lumped together in the court process. So on December 8th, there was to be, that was the first hearing for the lawsuits. Unexpectedly, that morning, HUD withdrew the notice of funding opportunity. They just, said, we're going to pull it, we're going to make some changes and send it back out to communities. The judge wasn't very excited about that. Move, given that she wasn't informed in advance. But what she said is that, we're going to continue forward with the hearings and these lawsuits, and gave some dates for the parties to provide some information and responses, in writing. Then on December 19th, there was a hearing, and that was one where it was the public could watch the lawsuit or watch the hearings. So lots of people were online to see that. And a verbal decision at that time was granted, gave a preliminary injunction and ended the rescission of the 24-25 notice of funding opportunity. And at the same time, directed HUD to start processing renewals under that NOFO. So, if you remember, I had talked about HUD had released a notice of funding opportunity last year, and it was to cover 2 years of funding. So, basically, the judge was like, that NOFO is in effect. HUD, you need to start moving forward with renewals. Then, that night, around 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, I always like to note the times that these things come out. It was a Friday night. HUD issued a new notice of funding opportunity, but they said it was for public review, that it wasn't in effect because there's these lawsuits happening, but it's for the public to review. So they did make some changes in that NOFO to some of the policy things. The 30% cap on permanent housing was still there. And honestly, as someone who's submitted these applications for years, this was not very well thought out. I have a million questions on how technically they can make some of the stuff work that they put in there, but that's for another day because the judge was like, no, you, this isn't going to be a thing that you can do. So December 23rd, the judge made a written decision that ended both the November and December NOFOs. Reinstated that one from last year and told HUD start processing renewals while this litigation is pending. She required that by December 30th, HUD file a report that sets forth the steps they're going to take to process our renewals. And then within 14 days, HUD shall inform recipients of steps that they're going that the agencies have to take for their renewals. So HUD's plan was submitted to the court, and you can access it online. In the slides, I put a link where you can see like all of the steps in the lawsuit process. And what HUD says is that by January 20 or January 6th, tomorrow, HUD will reopen and repost the FY 24-25 NOFO with an extended deadline to allow for all eligible renewals. And that should say, and reallocations. So we should be able to apply for all renewal funding. The application window closes approximately February 19th with awards to be announced in May of 2026. I'm not sure if that May date is going to satisfy the judge. She seemed particularly concerned about the gap in funding that agencies are going to have. So, for instance, our largest permanent supportive housing project, Dane County is the recipient, Housing Initiatives is the subrecipient. That grant contract ends March 31st. So, if we don't know that funding, you don't even know the award until May. the county's in a position of do we float this program and assume we're going to get funded? In the past, we've always done that. All of the agencies have done that because it's felt guaranteed. This year feels a little different. So that's where we're at right now. Is tomorrow they're going to release something? It should be straight renewals. There shouldn't be any big policy changes. But I don't know. We'll see. So that's my update, is there's been lots of movement and we're kind of just waiting right now.
Well, thank
Well,
you,
thank you.
Tori, for that. Do anyone have any questions for Tori? See, I'm sorry, Alder Mayor, you can
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for this report and keeping us informed on this. Oh, I'm trying to come up with some metaphor, flowery language, but crazy times. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Well, again, thank you, Tori, for coming. And as always, keeping us updated, keeping us in the loop. It's been crazy and hectic. And thank you for all your hard work for keeping us all, in the know and, what's going on with this. But yeah. And with that, I am going in to move to item number four, but I do want to check. I remember in the beginning, Sarah, it sounds like Janisha's out today. She's
Yes, one of our presenters, Janisha Prescott, got very sick. So she's
okay.
okay, but she couldn't attend today's meeting. So we'll have to reschedule that presentation.
Okay. Just wanted to double check that. Okay, so I guess we add staff reports. Sarah again. Sorry. Yeah, Christina.
Me again. I will share. The shelter utilization. Porch Light Men's Shelter last night served 335 guests. In December, their average was 340. Salvation Army Women's Shelter, 103 guests. And then their family shelter had 30 families, and then there were a few rooms that they were in the process of doing intakes. They had a wait list of 37 families. Five out of those 37 families reported being unsheltered, like sometimes sleeping in the car and things like that. YW Family Shelter had 10 families, and then Healing House had one family. That's it for the shelter utilization report.
Thank you, Sarah. Any questions for Sarah? Seeing that there are none, Christina, I believe you're here for the county.
Not many updates. When I reached out today, the only thing that came up was that the awards for the non-LIHTC or the non-low-income housing tax credit through the county. Those awards are going to be announced soon, over 3.9 million. So that's that new initiative that's non-tax credit based. So it's for people that have not received tax credits, or maybe the tax credits are expiring. This is the first ever rounds of award to an anticipated preserve in or rehab 65 units of housing throughout Dane County. Each project will be approved by the county board as they move closer to closing. So there's five different ones here that I see that will be awarded. So that's just the big update from the county. I don't have any other updates.
All right. Thank you, Christina. Any questions for Christina? Well, seeing that there are none, We've reached the end of our agenda, so I need a motion, or is there a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
Okay. A second? Anybody say? Oh, Kim. Okay, I see Kim second.
I'll second.
Excuse me.
Yep, just verbalizing. I'll second. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. Thank you. So, all in favor, say aye.
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 Right. All right. Well, the meeting is adjourned, and thank you, everyone. And yeah, have a great day.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yep.
Happy New Year.